the management of the Kruger National Park. Obviously, as much as all of South Africa is angry at what happened, we are also not impressed, and we condemn that action. We still continue to condemn the action that was depicted on that video. So the three have been given final written warnings, and the fourth one is also been given a final written warning. Those are some parks employees. The others are going to be dealt with by the respective concessions that employ them. And we think it's very important to send a strong message to everybody that is within the parks and that is in the workforce that this kind of behavior is not going to be tolerated. So we're going to follow up on that. And there are recommendations which have been made in the report. They are currently being handled by the Board of South African National Parks, and they will pronounce on those recommendations that have been given by the head ranger on how to deal with similar instances if and when they happen. Definitely it has dented us. We stand proud as one of the best conservation agencies in the continent, and especially in the world. We regard it very highly. Our main responsibilities is looking after the biodiversity on behalf of South Africa, firstly, secondly, on behalf of the whole world, because the Kruger National Park hosts people from all walks of life and people from all over the country, and definitely it did. So the organization was brought into disrepute by these activities, and that is why some of them have never committed any offenses before, labor related, but we thought the best sanction according to the rules and regulations and policies was that final written warning. It is dismissible. We got advice from our labor experts who advised us that given that this was a very unique and unusual situation that happened, the best sanction they recommend is this one. And we thought, what would have happened if it was the opposite, if somebody had lost their lives? And we don't know what kind of emotions they were undergoing. That is still going to be a subject for somebody who is going to counsel them to come up with it and get into the underlying reasons behind the behavior that we saw. The most difficult part, that some of them were just standing around there, but we expect our rangers to be responsible enough to chase people away there. But from the statements that we have, is that there was a large gathering of people at the scene at that time, which made it impossible for them to be in control of what was happening and to be able to control the crowd. Crowd control is not something that they are well versed with. They're not trained in that regard. They trained to look at poacher groups that are coming into the park, and also to look after those who are breaking the rules, like over speeding, those who are knocking over animals in the park, you know, and it's not a large crowd that you would normally find in those situations. Against the individual who was actually the one man handling the carcass, he has been served with a letter because he was visiting his parents who are working in the park, but he's not allowed back in the park. There's no set period, but for now he is not allowed to come into the park anymore. And we once again want to apologize to everybody that had a view of the video. And it's not the ethos of the organization. It goes against everything that we believe in. And that's why we think that it was important to send a message to our workforce.